Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Ben will be with us. Looking forward to that. Right now, I've been looking forward to this. We have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher in with us right now. Good to see you, Matt. How you been?
I'm good. Thanks for having me again, James. Good to see you.
Always appreciate you being here, man. And I want to send a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, subscribe to their page, and keep up to date on all the things that they are doing. Buy local, support local. That includes our local creatives and the great work being done over there at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Matt, how have you been?
Doing well. It's pretty amazing. We're probably 11 months into it, coming up on not my election, but a year into the term. So it's exciting how fast things move and how many people are doing great things in the community, and days just fly by right now.
You mentioned your term, and I feel like that's a perfect segue into talking a little bit about the decision to what to do with the mayor terms. And this is something that it's got to be a bit of an awkward situation for you as the current mayor. But it is something that I think needed to be addressed.
Yeah. I think the council had brought it up again, and I didn't really have any conversations with them about it. I kind of happy to stay out of that conversation. When they asked my opinion at the meeting, I would say, one, I'm fine with it, and if you do decide to change it, please do it after I'm done being mayor. They said, well, if we change it, it would be for the next election, so you'd have to get reelected. So I'm open to that as long as everybody understands this isn't something that I necessarily want or don't want. What I would say is I think it will be beneficial for any mayor coming in to be able to have that. They were looking at 4 years, and I think they kind of narrowed it down to 3 years, which allows it to rotate through the different council elections, so every 2 years, so it would kind of flip-flop, so it wouldn't always be on the same rotation as the same four aldermen. So I think that that's good, and it would give any mayor a chance to just get their feet really wet and see a vision and be able to work towards it. Otherwise, you know, 2 years comes really, really fast. I mean, the 1 year that flew by already, I'd be looking already at, you know, talking about re-election. And either way, you know, it would work out either way. But I think it gives the mayor a chance to really dive in and know what they're working with, because it does take time. So I think they've already kind of agreed to pass it, and they're just working through the ordinance now. And sounds like it's going to go through. And so it'd be the next election cycle.
And that would be changing the current mayor from 2 years to 3 years.
Yeah, 2 years to 3 years. And I understand the other side. People say, well, if we really don't like you, we want to get rid of you faster. I'm like, well, that's good too. But hopefully we always have a decent selection of people running for mayor that we don't dislike them that much, that we can give them 3 years to really help the community out. So.
And that's a tricky situation, because usually we don't dislike our politicians until they're in office.
Well, I'm just joking. You know, so you never know. But
when it comes to this, right away, I think that it was important that we had this conversation, let alone what's actually happened with it. Yeah. And I think, like anything we're going to talk about, there are positives and negatives to it. But I think what it comes down to, what I hope that it comes down to for most people, is what is best for everybody.
Yeah.
Not just one individual or a certain group of people. And when it comes to the pluses and minuses of this, I feel like the pluses of putting it into a 3-year stretch here, if I can, is more positive for the community as well as the person being elected.
Yeah, I think not only just for, you know, the mayor that's getting elected, but for the 230 employees that work inside the organization that are always on a little bit of an edge of not knowing who's coming next and what their vision will be and how hard they're going to push to make changes. So I think continuity is a good thing to some degree, but at the same time, it is government, and it will become very complacent, and complacency is never really a great position to be in, especially when you're going through the significant amount of change that our community is going through right now in terms of the economy and where we're going. And it's got to be much more nimble in terms of how we get from where we are now to where we're going to be in the future. And the government kind of has to lead the way. So if they're just kind of, hate to say, fat and happy and, you know, just kind of status quo, then you got to shake it up a little bit and get people to realize that, hey, you still have an important job to do, and we got to use this money wisely. So,
and we hire individuals to do this job. We need to give them the tools and the ability to do it, the job. You know, having 2 years to do it, as you mentioned, previous mayors have done very well with that, I'm sure, and re-elections and all these things. But You've done a really good job, I think, whether it's intentional or not, of kind of giving us a little behind the curtain look of some of this. And
yep.
you just mentioned before that you're 11 months in, and how what a whirlwind it's been, how mm-hmm. fast it's gone.
Right.
It's hard to get a lot accomplished in that amount of time. At the same time, I will say, a credit to you, a credit to at least every mayor I've gotten a chance to interview in this job and everything. You guys get work done.
Yeah.
I think it is very noteworthy. I talk to individuals all the time, and I like to do my own surveys with people and everything. And one of the main things that I've been hearing over the last 11 months is, whoa, where did this business come from? And when did these guys get to town and that kind of thing? Again, this is nothing against previous regimes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is a different set of circumstances.
Yep.
So given that, there has been an influx of business in this town. There has been, it is very noticeable.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be driving down A Street to see it. You can see it in all kinds of different areas.
Yeah.
So to give you the opportunity to do more of that and to see that full vision, completed, I think that's a big important part of why we elected you and why we elected the next person or what have you, is so that they can complete that vision.
Right. Yeah. And again, I give all the credit, and rightly so. It all comes down to the people that are willing to take the risks to, blood, sweat, and tears to put into a business that, you don't have a safety net. Like if you're doing it, you're doing it on your own, with your loved ones, and you're making things happen. And all I want everybody to know is I support you 100%. Like I can't do it for you. I can support you. I can make sure the city takes care of their business and then gets out of the way as soon as possible so that you can do it and take the stress off as much as possible. So the more people that are doing it, the better off we are as a community. And I love the fact that people are doing it and taking the risks and making the investments and really building up our economy from the bottom up, which is how it's got to be.
One of the ways we can build that economy up, make our community better, is certainly those of us in the community reaching out and filling out the survey that is up there right now.
Yep.
There is a survey at the website, wirapids.org. Encourage you to bookmark that. Government priorities survey. What can people expect with this survey? And there is a lot of different ways for people to take it, by the way. I do want to mention that real quick. As far as just testing it out over the weekend and everything, there's a QR code you can scan if that's the way you like to do it. There's a website you can go to. It's pretty basic. But when it comes to the survey itself, what is the importance of this? Why do we need people to fill this out?
Well, it started out as, my part of my platform is just communications and understanding how we build the organization strong enough, communicating with each other so that we can then in turn take it out to the community and make sure that we are doing what they need us to do within the confines of, yes, we have rules to follow. That's kind of, a big part of the government. So we're kind of playing by the same set of rules. And so we did the mission, vision, values with the department heads to get their input. We went out to all the employees, 230 employees. We got their input. We took it to the aldermen to get their insight as to where they're at. They said, let's take it to the community, which was our next kind of next thing to do anyways. Joe Bachman here with WRCM and Emily Kent have done a good job working together to put this out to the community and get it out there so that we can get their feedback as to what they see as our priorities and how we want to set up the government for the next 2, 5, 10 years, 20 years to make sure we're being as impactful as we can for them and where that goes. And that opens up the bigger understanding of the website that we're working towards so that we can be more communicative. It's going to be a much more up-to-date on your phone. My goal is to get this app or at least our homepage on everybody's, first page on their phone. They're drinking coffee. They tap onto the website, so they're getting the information that we're going to be providing to them. We're doing a lot more videos like this and how we get it out there. We want people to know that we're kind of lacking a continuity in terms of how we're getting our information. I'm not talking about, like political opinionization, all that kind of stuff that we deal with all the time. I'm just talking about pure information. This is what's going on in the city, so you know what's coming, whether it's, community development stuff or streets department, just getting as much of that information out to the people. But again, you got to get it outside of the echo chamber of the government and the small group of people. Like I need it in 40,000 people's hands on the front page of their phone. So once we get this set up and going, we got to make sure that we do this huge marketing campaign to get this out so that people are using it as a tool and they know that we're here doing what they need and we're able to communicate. You can even ask questions. What are your guys' thoughts on this? And we have a way of getting some of that feedback. Because a lot of time, like, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent a little bit, but like with the ATV UTV thing, I thought it was, you know, in my mind, everybody did a great job doing the democratic process, you know, the representative government. And it all came down to when the people voted on the referendum and they won to vote it down, creating nothing. And then, you know, perceived government, but certain people, and again, all I respect all of them for what they're doing, tried to move it forward. And finally, the silent majority came out. And those are the folks that usually allow the people they vote for to do the talking for them. But at this point in time, they weren't doing the talking for them, and they spoke up. And we want more and more of that. We want to hear from the people, the silent majority, to be able to have a way to speak their opinions and or get their voice out there and heard quickly so that we can make decisions based on that.
You really, you get what you put into life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want your community better, if you want to be heard, you've got to speak up.
Yeah,
you've got to talk. Yeah. This is a way of doing that. I've been adamant about wanting a Simpsons museum in town here for many, many years. And while I am alone on this one, I'm going to keep trying. No, it's we all have our causes or our things that we care about and everything. And every one of them have their individual importance. But the way we treat each other getting these things across is vital. It's vital. I've talked about this. I've done about 20 interviews with local candidates and everything for a lot of the election coming up on the 1st. And one of the most consistent things I have with all these candidates, or talking to community members, or if you just look at surveys in our nation, we are tired of the divisiveness.
Yeah,
we are tired of the childish bickering that is going on in not just politics, but into everyday life.
Right.
These surveys are a big help filtering that, a big help of you. You kind of have to be an adult when you're filling this out. You kind of have to treat people with respect the way these things are designed.
Right.
And so I think that they're even more important going forward, especially when you add on to that the communication part of things and how important it is to you and your staff to be understood. How important it is to the community to have reputable sources.
Yeah.
You know, going to the website, wirapids.org, that is a reputable source you can go to. You know that you can trust that information. I will also put Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in that regard and say that that is trusted information you can go to. These are things that we need in our community, and you can help enhance those things by adding to this survey or just speaking up and making sure that you're heard as an adult.
Yeah, I try to be as cognizant as I can in terms of making sure that this is never about me. Mm-hmm. Granted, you still got to live in your own body, and I'm just as susceptible to, you know, the sins or whatever you want to say as anybody else is. But ultimately, you know, I want everybody around me to make sure that what we're doing is for the benefit of the community. It's not for the benefit of Matt Zacher. Like, we're looking at working with Joe and Taylor at WRCM. We're making a move. It may not pass yet. It's going to come through tonight to just bring them out from underneath the IT department and put them online with the mayor so that we can talk more about the issues that are, you know, having closer contact and communication to get this information out there faster. But I also want them to know, like, you have to call me on if you ever feel like, you know, Mayor Zacher's doing this stuff for his own benefit, he's kind of walking too close to the line, tell me. Like, that's not why I'm here, and it has nothing to do with what I want to try to accomplish. But at the same time, we all have egos we got to deal with. So, you know, by all means, let's make this about the community and let's move forward together as a group of people that are trying to do the best for the entire community.
You have until noon on April 1st to fill out the survey. I encourage you to get on over to wirapids.org and fill that survey out and have your voice be heard. We're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher along with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Matt, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, well, you mentioned doing these videos, and I happened to catch one of them the other day. And in it, you were talking about community development. Mm-hmm. And kind of taking the burden off of code and process for home projects, essentially helping people, homeowners, be able to do the work on their homes or get work done, maybe without as much red tape or some of that. Am I summarizing that pretty well?
I think it's any government, especially when it's designed the way ours is. You know, we've been here 150 years, I guess probably 100 years in terms of when the city became Wisconsin Rapids. And you've had aldermen ever since then and mayors since then, and they all vote. That's what they're asking us to do, is vote on stuff. So then you vote and you create stuff that kind of compiles on top of other stuff. And in 2018, we voted on a zoning code where we divided up the city according to what made sense for commercial, residential, industrial, to try to keep things separate, keep people safe, keep the noise down, you know, all good intentions.
Right.
And then on top of that, they said, well, we want to make the city look nice over time so people will want to move here. And, you know, so then you design these codes, or you get a book that says, all right, all these codes are what we're going to follow. Well, you don't really know what's in the book until you actually start having to bring people in. And they're like, I can't get anything done because of the book. And you hear a guy, Kyle Kearns, who has the best intention, but he's very black and white. Like, this is the book. You hired me to follow the book. If you want me to do something different, change the book. So what we're doing right now is we're changing the book, and we're looking back at ordinances. We're trying to lighten up things so that people can, one, kind of more enjoy themselves without feeling so overburdened with that red tape. If they're trying to get projects done, we're voting out a lot of stuff that has been overburdensome, and trying to get that stuff removed. Some people say just get rid of the whole book. I kind of see it on both sides. Like, we still want some continuity. We want some kind of playbook, I guess, is the best thing I can come up with, and move forward like that. But again, once we see things that are inhibitive and don't make any sense at all, then let's get rid of them. Like, that's what we're there for, is to make new votes on things, to say, okay, this isn't working, let's change it. We don't have to stick with it. You know, it's not... That's what the beauty of this is. We continue to vote. If something isn't working, we change it. And if something new is needed, we vote on it. So it's kind of a beautiful process, as long as we don't overburden ourselves with red tape that is kind of meaningless in the end.
I don't know how much time you or Joe spend in Arizona, but just to give you guys a heads up, in Arizona on Sundays, it is illegal to ride a horse backwards and trying to fish.
There you go.
Just so you guys know, anytime. There are laws on our books that are just hilarious to me. It's something that Carl and I used to do on our morning show, where we just find these old laws that are still around. And if you actually were doing that, you could actually get in trouble for it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I bring it up as a point of what we're talking about here, and how the best of intentions, but time changes, things grow. And we need to adapt to those, and making sure that these things are done right. Certainly don't want anybody to be able to, you know, on the front lawn, they want to put a racetrack. You know, you can't necessarily do something like that.
Right,
but
right.
We also want to give people, homeowners, the ability to, like you said, have fun, do these projects, especially with the rise of, do-it-yourself projects and some of these things.
Right.
So it's a great note. I also think you're getting maybe even ahead of something like this. Maybe maybe we're late to it for some, but to me, I think you're getting ahead of this a little bit. I know that every one of my friends, I got a lot of people that live out in California, and they love it out there. But one of my friends wanted to try to put up some solar panel. It wasn't even the size of this board here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's been about 7-8 years.
Yeah.
They've been trying to get that done. And very little progress.
Yeah.
So I don't think that you were alone in this, in wanting to get a little bit, less red tape and make it a little bit more simplified, if I can say.
Right, right. Just caveat on that. Everybody has to understand, there isn't this boogeyman, there isn't this conspiracy in the government. This is just people that represent you at the time that made decisions. And again, we can fix them if we work together and say, these are the issues we're running into, let's fix them, versus saying it's your fault. We've talked about it enough. Some people just kind of, they make their social media career about, being negative, in my opinion. And it is what it is. And again, I've always reached out to them and said, give me a call and let's talk, because it's way better than this. But at the same time, that's what sometimes social media is designed for right now.
Well, and there's a perfect example of, if you do you want to be a dog that's just barking, or do you want to be heard? Now, you can tell real quickly what type of person that is. And to anybody out there reading those posts or anything like that, you can tell yourselves right away. If this person is not reaching out, if they're not following up, if they're not answering your calls or something like that, that's just a dog that wants to bark.
Right.
They don't actually want to get anything done.
Yeah.
The people that want to get stuff done are filling out that survey, are reaching out to you personally.
Yeah.
These things don't have to necessarily be posted on all of social media.
Right.
If you really want to be heard, wouldn't you go right to the source?
Yeah.
I know that if I got a problem with my dad, I go right to my dad. I don't post about it.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be human beings.
The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Department recently received an award for excellence in snow and ice control from the American Public Works Association. That had to feel pretty good for the team. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I talk a lot with Paul and Cody and Matt down there at the streets, and you know, they do a great job just looking ahead and seeing what they can do, understanding the issues. You know, they invited me to one of the conferences on the salt and the fact that it's a real issue, that salt, one way or the other, is going to end up in our water. And if the salt content of our waters continues to increase, we're going to be hurt because it's not something you can easily take out, at least not inexpensively. So, again, I know that you know, makes its way downstream, eventually ends up in the ocean where there's a bunch of salt anyways, but still the fact remains that we don't want to continue down that path. So they're doing a lot of brining, which is a lot less salt because it's way more efficient instead of just tossing salt. You know, like you don't necessarily, they try to control that salt when they're laying it down, but the brine, you can't beat that. And there's other, you know, solutions out there, but they're more costly, and then you're dealing with other kind of chemicals. So dealing with what we have right now, which is, and there is, you know, the other side of that, which is people have grown very, and I say like used to,
yeah,
that's spoiled. Just used to the fact custom. That, yeah, that we pretty much, you know, like it snows and our roads are clean. Yeah. I mean, that's big in terms of what the streets department is able to do. And they're doing, you know, like they're up, they're on it right away. They're safe to drive on, you know, like that's unheard of, you know, no matter how much snow comes down, we're able to drive on our streets within a few hours. And that's pretty impressive. So we got to give those guys a lot of credit for the entire streets department, garbage, all the pickups that they're doing, the construction that we got, the engineers that are designing it. I mean, we have a great, great government, and we own a lot of valuable departments that are doing great things for us every day. So I'll talk more about that over the next coming year and just diving into those departments and what they do for us. So
looking forward to it, looking forward to hanging out again next month as well. Matt, if people have follow-up questions, would like to know more, or reach out to you, how can they do that?
I got a new cell phone with the city, 715-315-2925. I like the fact that that's easy to remember.
It's very easy. Yeah, that's very easy to remember. I encourage you to do that, everybody. And again, keep in mind, you can find out more about the things Matt and I have talked about today, along with budget summary and plenty of other things, and that survey at wirapids.org, wirapids.org. And be sure to go to YouTube and subscribe and follow along with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. We appreciate you doing that. Buy local support the local arts. We will come back with more show, Midday Magazine, right here on 97.5 FM WFHR.